Places, please. Places for the top of Theater Countdown.
A deer, a female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun, me, a name, I call myself Theater Countdown. It's a long, long way,
way to run.
That's how we're starting off today's show. Hi, friends. I'm your Broadway buddy, Ben Cameron, here with my good Juddy.
Yes, I'm Michael Judson Barry, aspiring Maria von Trapp. And we, one day it'll happen after playing Kurt for a long time.
That sounds like my growing up Les Mis plan, where all I wanted to do was play Gavroche till I was old enough to play Enjolras, Enjolras until I was old enough to play Javert until I died.
Yeah, I mean, if Bernadette can be Baby June and dream of one day being Mama Rose, I can be Kurt and dream of one day being really the Baroness, is who we all want to play. Let's be real.
That is who we want to play.
I want to be old, that frigid woman in a gold dress.
It's the old side-eye Benanti, as we like to call it. It is another episode of Theater Countdown, your favorite podcast about all things theater and making choices that are too difficult to bear. But we do it
for real.
We love it.
Yes, we do. We have a grand old time.
We do have a grand old time. It's a grand night for Countdown.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, if you love us, and we hope you do, you got to make sure you are subscribed to the show. Make sure you follow us, subscribe to us, join us on Patreon as a supporter. You can get bonus episodes, which include a lot of one-on-one attention just for you, because these countdowns are proving to be a challenge for our souls. And we know as you count down with us, it's a challenge for yours. And the only way to find out where the excess goes and give props to even more of these characters, songs, moments, theater tidbits that we love is to get our bonus episodes and our monthly meetups. So make sure you do that. You will be better off for it.
1,000%. Yeah. And we'll get to, we desperately need that validation to hear that what we're doing is the correct thing, or to hear that we're not, and to hear what your ideas are. So we would absolutely love it. And, and also follow us on the socials at Theater Countdown. RE, because we're classy people here, except for on X, where I believe we're something else.
We're Theater Count.
Yeah, we Theater Count. Like,
no one had like time for the down. Yeah.
Nobody has time for the down on X. It's just where the theater counts. So speaking of counting, what are we counting down today?
Well, this is fun. So today we've gone, which is kind of, we're piggybacking a little bit off of the tremendous challenge that was identifying what we felt were the top Broadway musical songs of all time recently. But now we're getting, we're loosening the reins a little bit on that, because tonight, time it is that you're listening to this, this morning, we are doing our top show tunes to sing in the shower.
Yes.
Now, Michael... Yes. Do you sing in the shower?
No. So that's
what
why
I
know.
What do you
I know
mean?
The acoustics are so good in there. No. And that's why actually I will say, when I was invited, as I've said before, to join Theater Countdown, which I'm honored and I'm having the best time. But these have been excruciating to choose all of these, so much so that I popped into another octave just there. They're not just excruciating, they're excruciating. Yeah. I apologize for anyone who's playing this with an animal around them and they had to hear that. Their poor dog just went WTF, woof. Woof was that. But this thankfully was easier because I don't sing in the shower. What I do in the shower is I tend to get into deep arguments with my shower head, and my shower head becomes whoever I have an issue with in my life, because I'm not confrontational and I'm not combative. And so the shower is where I work all of that out.
Are these conversations out loud? Like
sometimes they slip out loud, and then and then that even to me sounds a little bit crazy. And then I stop myself, because I'm like, Michael, why are you speaking out loud in the shower? Maybe reel it in a little bit. No, the place where I like really geek out for is like when I'm driving or when I'm running. But those feel like two very different lists than shower. So this was fun. So what I did was I got in the shower and I just went with the songs that came into my head that felt like they would be fun to sing. I basically did an experiment in my shower.
And how'd it go? What did you
learn? It went well. They actually were songs that I didn't fully expect, but I was like, this was fun to sing in the shower. So, because they had to be songs I knew well enough to be able to sing from memory that were satisfying in a shower. So I may now do this more. But anyway, that's my very long-winded answer. Do you sing in the shower?
I do sing in the shower. I always take music with me into the shower. But for me, shower singing, for like our YouTube, I mean, our TikTok and Reel generation, a lot of them sing in bathrooms in general because the acoustics are so great and bouncy, and wonderful. But it's also a time that you are kind of, it's a very kind of, for me, I'm going to say this, playful and imaginative time.
Yeah.
Not that I've got boats and duckies that I'm playing with in the shower, but
that's
because it's such an isolated moment for you. It's usually, it can very often anyway, at least be at the start of your day. It is echoey, but also there's like, you don't have to think about the process of the washing that you're doing, hopefully, in the shower. Because it is, you know, muscle memory and second nature. So my brain gets very free to kind of, I don't know, play around. But there's also something kind of dramatic / cinematic about being in a shower of running water.
Oh, yeah.
That can be either very, like, once again, playful or kind of very thoughtful or pensive. But I kind of sometimes will like play act out things in the shower because there's a curtain and nobody can see me. And I sound great in my own head.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's true. Like, I guess I don't only argue in the shower. We'll say that just jumps to mind because my shower head has lost so many arguments. I do feel bad for it. But I also have practiced many an Oscar, Emmy, Tony, EGOT speech in there.
Yeah.
Like, that speech is ready to go. Much like Kate Winslet, it is still a shampoo bottle, but that may change. And also as far as, like, writing, because I've been writing a lot of projects, and it's a great place to come up with ideas.
For sure.
It's a good workspace.
Along with the shower, the other places that I like to sing are in a car, for sure.
And a
cast album is the perfect thing to play if you're on a long drive because you've got the narrative and you're familiar with the music and you can sing all the parts and it makes the time go by really quick. Mm-hmm. I also have memories of being a kid and like walking the mean streets of Orem, Utah. And like sometimes when I would have to walk really far, I have this particular memory of walking down the Provo Orem Hill, which was, well, it was a hill that separated the towns of Provo and Orem. If you were the top of the hill, you were in Orem. If you were bottom of the hill, you were in Provo. And I remember it was on the way to walk to the hospital where my mother worked. And I remember very much like singing Les Mis songs at the top of my lungs as I was walking because you're kind of isolated. The cars are going past and I don't know. Show tunes on a walk are also fun to belt out loud. And you hear them on the streets of New York.
Oh, it happened yesterday.
Do you ever walk by people who are warming up on the street?
Oh, yeah. And that was me this morning. I had to tape an audition before this.
Oh, yeah.
And I was walking to get something out of my car, and I was walking down the sidewalk going, and then the people walking past me were gifted the gift of Waitress the Musical.
For which they were quite grateful, I would imagine.
I'm sure they were, after they got over their confusion. Because I live in Jersey City, not New York, so it doesn't happen as much out here.
It's New York adjacent. Don't get it twisted, friends. At one point, I remember I was really late for an audition and like hadn't gotten up in time to like really run my music. And I got in the back of a taxi cab to head down to Midtown for the audition. And I was singing my audition song at the top of my lungs to warm myself up in the back of the cab. And I do not think the cab driver was into it. I think he wanted me out of the cab.
I thought you were going to say he turned around and just like applauded as you finished.
Well, he should. I mean, if he only knew my resume.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walk in Midtown at any point, you know, kind of where everyone's an actor on their way to do something theater related, you will hear people singing to themselves quite often.
Yeah.
And if you really lean in, you'll hear a show tune in there.
Oh, yeah. Or running lines. That makes me think of, before we jump in, have you heard the Laurie Metcalf story when she was in Dolls House Part 2?
No, but I loved
which
her in Dolls House Part 2.
That play was so good. I love that play.
I get an as well.
Oh, yeah. It's very good. And Laurie Metcalf, can't go wrong. But when she was promoting it on The Tonight Show, whichever one is The Late Show, whichever one Stephen Colbert has.
Okay.
And she finished her interview and then had to run down to go straight to the show. And since that show is such a beast for that character, she ran the lines before every performance just to make sure she had them. They were rushing. They were running late because if something happened. So she still had to run the lines. And so they brought her costume up to The Late Show and she was getting in costume and they were going to drive her down. And she was like, no, 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 no. It's going to take too long. I'll just run. So apparently people in Midtown were treated to Laurie Metcalf sprinting down the street, half in costume, shouting the words to Dolls House Part 2, while her assistant ran behind her with a binder reading the rest of the lines with her.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, and like people were like, what's happening? Yeah, and she basically did the show while like fighting through the crowds, but just being like, no, like, which I just love. I wish I had seen that.
I love it. Only in New York, my friends. Only in New York.
Do you get a Tony-winning performance on the sidewalk?
Just running down the street. And that costume was beautiful, too, and did not look like it would be particularly easy to run in.
No.
I remember going backstage after seeing it and getting to see the costume, like, on the dummy. I didn't see Laurie Metcalf, but I did meet the costume. So, you know, take what you can get. Yeah. All right, in the shower, some of these I have chosen... Because sometimes when you get in the shower, and let me know if this rings true for you, Michael Dudsonberry.
Yes.
But as somebody who is newly singing in the shower, apparently.
it's a new experience.
Sometimes the shower experience itself provides the inspiration for the song to be sung. You know what I mean? That will spark the song. So with your permission, I'd like to dive in first. And just.
I would love that, as you are the more advanced shower singer. Benjamin.
Very advanced. I'm a
You're
black
more
belt.
Accomplished. Yes.
I have a black belt in shower singing. and so do you. I can't get out of a street fight, but I can sing in the shower. Just ask me, because in the shower, you are your only and best critic. All right. So my number 10 is very on the nose for the shower situation. And that is... My number 10 song to sing in the shower is Wash That Man from South Pacific.
I knew you were going to say that. And how did that not occur to me until this moment?
That literally involves shampoo. It involves the act of shampooing. And so sometimes if you get in the shower, I would never sing the song if it wasn't in the shower, to be completely honest. It doesn't fall on my radar very often. Uh-huh. But sometimes when you get in there and you're lathering up, and for me, because I've got this gorgeous Silver Fox mane, I'm using the purple shampoo so I don't get brassy yellows. But sometimes you get that when you're getting a nice lather, rinse, repeat going on, and you get that wash that man right out of my hair, particularly if you've had a fight with somebody who happens to be a man, it can ring really true.
Yeah.
So you can get some angst out, much like you do with your shower head. I recommend this for you next time you and you're in a fight with anybody.
Thank you.
You can shampoo at the same time. And you can, it doesn't, you can sing this, you know, not, it doesn't have to be an exclusively shampoo sort of situation. This can be under the pits.
Yeah.
Or
between the toes.
Between the toes. Don't forget behind your ears, though, as you're singing, Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair.
Yeah.
So
Move over Taylor Swift. This is the new breakup song.
Wash that man right out of my hair and then send him on his way. So
right down the drain.
Delight us with there was the fabulous Carnegie Hall one night only South Pacific in concert that starred National Treasure and Broadway veteran Reba McEntire, Lilias White and Alec Baldwin. So this is Reba McEntire singing, I gotta wash that man right out of my hair.
Amazing.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him
both his way.
Get the picture.
Alright.
I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up.
Tear it up, tear it up.
Wash him out, dry him out.
Push him out, fly him out.
Cancel him and let him go.
Yes,
first of all, I'm listening to that now, cancel culture began way back in South Pacific with Nelly Forbush.
It did.
Cancel him, she said. But also, can we talk about how perfect Reba McEntire's voice is on that song?
For real, though. She sounds amazing.
It's so good with her twang. Which, once again, that goes back to when she replaced Bernadette Peters in Annie Get Your Gun on Broadway. It was a moment in time. Reba McEntire's Annie Oakley was unbelievable. But
I've heard it was something.
It was unreal. She was so great. Did they give her a special Tony, or am I just saying that because they should have?
I thought they did.
We can look it up, maybe, if they gave. They should have. Because you sure as shoot and couldn't get a ticket, and I could only get a ticket because I knew people in the show.
Oh, nice. Sure shooting.
Sure shooting. You got to wash that man right. Scrubbity-dub-ba-doop-a-lap-a-rinse-a-peep.
All right.
That's my number 10. Counting down. What do you got?
Okay. My number 10 is from a little-known musical, but I found it because I'm obsessed with it, the leading lady. And that is from the musical Irene. And they did a revival. It was written in the 1920s, and they revived it in the 70s for the great Debbie Reynolds. And she played Irene. And I only found this because I love her so much. Like, she was the first celebrity I printed out a picture of and put on my wall. Because I was a weird kid. Yeah. It was like, because I was obsessed with the unsinkable Molly Brown. And then I came upon this show, Irene, and there's a lot of really fun songs. Like, there's the song You Made Me Love You is from this. But the song that I find satisfying, the shower, so it's making me giggle because
you
it's
just
so
made
weird.
The most gleeful sound I've ever heard. You did, it was so organic.
Because it's Debbie at her most, like, Debbie. Okay. So it's a song called The World Must Be Bigger Than an Avenue. But there's a part where Debbie just gets kind of unhinged and she finds like a growl where she's like, bah, bah, and it's like, it's her attempt at sounding brassy and it's really satisfying. And so I found in the shower, it's really fun because it's just like, you're singing goodbye and it's like, oh, the world must be bigger than an avenue, 9th Avenue, goodbye. And it's just great.
I do love this song. It's the growling in the shower. You get that growl resonance.
Yeah, but
wait, but what is Irene about?
I'm still not entirely sure.
Okay,
I have
great,
listened
great.
To this whole soundtrack great. Many times. I couldn't tell you what it's Fair. About. They have not revived it since Debbie did it.
All right.
She did a national tour. Carrie Fisher was in it with her. But there are some great bops in here. So if anyone wants to listen to the soundtrack and then let me know what the hell the show is about, let me know.
Let's hear it.
All I know, there are some good songs.
I have love to fill an ocean and stardust in my eye. So no matter what may happen, I'm giving it a try. Oh, the world must be bigger than an avenue.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't even get all the one. It's just. And also, fun factoid, that's Debbie doing an Irish accent, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because her character's Irish.
Irene. Wait, oh, that was not Irish.
Yeah, but how fun is that? How fun
that
is that?
That is so fun. And particularly if you live in a crappy apartment on 9th Avenue and you've had a bad day, if you're coming in after a sweaty New York City day, off of treading the boards and walking down 9th Avenue to your rehearsals and stuff, and you get back to your crappy little apartment where your shower is in your kitchen and you want to sing, that's the song you're singing in the shower.
Yeah, and she's got Love to Fill an Ocean. So there's water.
There's water in it.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
That's really good.
Isn't it fun get and random? Into,
yes, that makes all the sense in the world to me. You got to wash 9th Avenue off of your body.
Yeah.
I understand this.
Thank you.
All right.
Number 10.
Countdown number 9. This is also a little on the nose, but also really great.
Okay.
Because this song actually is performed within the context of the musical it's from in the bathroom.
Okay.
Which would involve all the tile and everything.
Okay.
So my number 9 song to sing in the shower is Michael in the bathroom from Be
Yay.
More Chill.
Okay.
Because it's easy, once again, to pretend you're in there and you're in there by yourself. And this song, kind of at the end particularly, it does this just kind of like the Ninth Avenue song. The whole like last eight bars of it are just this rip-roaring like let it loose kind of howling stuff that's going to sound fabulous in your bathroom.
Yeah.
But also, you're in the setting. It's like you're not going to, you know, walk through a park without singing a song about walking in the park. I don't know.
Exactly.
Or go out. You're not going to go outside and sing in the rain without singing in the rain, right?
For
so,
sure.
Michael in the bathroom. This is from Be More Chill, George Salazar, who is an incredible person and a hell of an actor and a hell of a singer, made the song very famous. And this was, on the Tony Awards, didn't Josh Groban and Sarah Bareilles that year host the Tony Awards? And didn't they sing this from the bathroom at Radio City Music Hall?
I don't remember. But that if they didn't, they should have, and it was a missed opportunity.
I feel like they did. I feel like I'm having this memory, and if not, what a missed opportunity, because I should have been at the Tony Awards. But you got to sing this when you're in the shower. This is Michael in the Bathroom from the cult hit musical Be More Chill.
Yes.
Or wish I off myself instead, wish I was never born. Ah, just Michael, who's a loner, so he must be a stoner. Rides a PT Cruiser, God, he's such a loser. Michael flying solo, who you think that you know? Michael in the bathroom by himself. All by himself. All by himself. All you know about me is my name. Awesome party, I'm so glad I came.
And it has a cha-cha-cha ending. I love a cha-cha-cha ending.
I'm so glad I came.
Cha-cha-cha! But right? Imagine those acoustics swirling around you in the shower.
Yeah. I feel like the only thing better than a cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, just go for it. Because let's be honest, songs you sing in the shower are not for the faint of heart, usually. They're not always the songs that you know sit best in your voice.
Oh.
I feel like we all take off a little bit more than we can chew in the shower.
That takes me perfectly into my next one, because that happens every time I do this song. I am Crax McGee, and that is because it is extremely high. It is called Till I Hear You Sing.
Oh, yes.
From the Phantom of the Opera sequel. Phantom of the Opera Part 2. Sung by the great Ramin Karimloo, who I imagine I am every time. And it's so wonderfully brooding. And this song is so satisfying because it is so soaring. And whenever he sings it, he makes it sound so effortless.
Easy.
But then even he, I think, struggles sometimes with that, like, to... And friends, that is how I sound when I sing it in the show. Except there is one time I was in grad school, and I happened to, like, we rehearsed in a church a lot. And there was one time I was in a church, and I sang the song once with all the echoey business, and it sounded like I hit the note, and it was satisfying. So that's why I sang this in the shower, and I loved it immensely. But
why do I feel such incredible pride for you, knowing that
you.
That happened?
And with the swirling steam at the beginning, when it's like, the day starts, the day ends, time rolls by. Like,
oh, that also sounded very good.
Thanks.
Yeah, don't forget that too. You're also steaming your voice. You're opening up your voice when you're singing in the shower. It's a great place to warm up. See, you don't have to do it in the cab.
Exactly.
You woke up in time to take a nice steamy shower.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's my attempt at being a soaring tenor in the shower
that's
would be
exactly
till
the sort of song
I hear you sing.
Oh my God.
And it's truly terrible. B. I think it's a B that it goes up to. And. Tenors out there are just like, that's just another day. But and every time it's like, sing once more.
Or it's like, I always hit it in the shower. I don't know what happened at the cabaret.
Yeah.
I'm jonesing to hear this right now. I have to hear this right now. Oh my God. I'm worked up. I'm all worked up. I'm all lathered up.
You're all lathered up. You're ready to go.
I'm foaming at the mouth and lathered up.
Oh gosh.
I turn and it fades away.
version. Let them die.
Without you, what are they for?
Also, what a rich... And when you're in the shower, you hear those drums. You hear those orchestrations.
Oh, my God. And even if it's just in, if it's in your mind, but in the shower... Oh, that is the perfect song to sing in the shower.
And you never get to that R at the end. It's till I hear you sing once, Mo.
Mo.
Mo. Yep.
You can't cut it off. No. Oh, you're lucky if you got there. You cannot cut off the sound with a hard American R.
Never.
It would just defeat the purpose. You've worked so hard to get there.
Exactly.
Oh my God. All right. Great song to sing in the shower. Oh, that did so much for me.
I know, right?
This is the power of music right here on Theater Countdown. Okay.
It is.
My number 8. Okay. I hope that I set this up earlier in that sometimes I like to play pretend in the shower. And do you know how sometimes in the shower, if depending on where your shower head is, if you like extend your arms out or something like at just the right angle underneath the shower, the water will trickle out and look like it's shooting out of your fingers.
Are you about to do Spider-Man?
No, I'm not. But
is that where this is going?
No. That would have to involve knowing any music from Spider-Man.
I know Irene, so you never know.
That's true.
But yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm
magical.
Talking about? Do you yes, think kind yes, of yes. like, yeah, right? And you're like, can like swirl it around and splishy and splashy and it's like magic in there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is why my number 8 song to sing in the shower is Let It Go.
Yes!
From Frozen, the musical!
Yes! Okay, this is good because this was on my list and I can take it off and another one can get bumped up.
If you can,
it's
you
so gotta, good!
You get to splash your arms out. No one will let me sing this song ever again. But in the shower, it's carte blanche.
Those frozen fractals are all around.
Absolutely. And you know, in the musical, it's all choreographed where she like has to do the magic arm movements because the ice goes. You can do that with the water in your shower.
Yes. Oh, I love Let It Go.
Okay, now go with me, everybody who's listening to this. Go with me on a physical expression journey of
in the shower.
Splashy, phantasmic style water, which is really ice coming out of your arms and off your nose. I don't know. If you do a little flick with your foot, water will splash too. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I like to sing in the shower. Let It Go from the Broadway musical Frozen. Big splash is coming. You could maybe rip the shower curtain at that moment if you wanted to.
Oh, 1,000%.
It should be the dress coming off.
And it's worth it that the whole bathroom is soaked.
Yeah. You're standing in that shower. Water, 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 splash, splash, shampoo, throw the loofah, button.
Oh, yeah. Your whole bathroom is covered in water at the end of that. And your loofah is, you're going to find it in 10 days, maybe.
Out the window. What a hazard. Please, people.
Yeah. There is Pert Plus on the mirror. Yeah.
Use caution when doing this in your own showers. This is dangerous territory. Make sure that you have a bath mat. It's a visceral experience. So, yeah. And listen, the ending of Let It Go from Frozen, the Broadway musical, is what separates an animated film from a Broadway show, is that big option up at the end that feels so good. And anyone can be Elsa or Casey Levy in that moment, if you want, in your shower.
Oh, yeah. And you can put it in whatever key you need so that you can do that optioned up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or try it in the original key.
I mean, is it bad that when this started, I had a brief mental thought. I was like, my God, you know who should sing this is Idina Menzel. This would sound good on her voice, because I completely forgot, because every version of this I've listened to is always like either the Broadway version or some YouTube girl just belting her face off. And I forget that like the one version I usually don't listen to is Idina Menzel.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, she sang it first.
Adele Dazeem sang it on the Oscars.
Adele Dazeem. Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
Do you know that just this last week they celebrated, it was 10 years since Adele Dazeem came into the lexicon?
Oh, really?
It was 10 years ago at the Oscars that weird, weird old John Travolta said the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. Now, do you think that he was A, drunk as a skunk, B, without his glasses, so he couldn't read the teleprompter, and he thought that he just looked at some letters and was like, I better make something up that have these letters. Or C, he hates her and was trying to ruin her performance in a really vindictive kind of way. What do you think? Do you think he was mad at her because he was not well received in the Hairspray movie, so he wanted to ruin another musical theater moment for somebody else? What do you think?
I don't know, because it ended up being such a gift to her, because 100%. She cracked on it, and all everyone talked about after was not that she didn't do a great performance of it, but that he messed up her name. So in a weird way, he gave her a beautiful gift.
Yes.
And I say that with I love Idina Menzel. She talked about it, how she had such bad stage fright that she struggled with it. But
Her eyes.
So I think of the above. I think D, all of the above. I think he didn't have his glasses. He may or may not have had a couple of shots and maybe something else before the show. And who knows what his inner motives were. But at the end of the day, he gave her and the world a beautiful gift. And the playbill of If Then, a beautiful gift.
Yes.
Because Adele Dazeem got her own bio in the playbill of If Then. Yeah. And they came up with a whole backstory for her, which I thought was just genius.
Hilarious.
They were like, tonight, the performance of Adele Dazeem will be played by...
Yeah, Adele Dazeem started her career in the musical. It wasn't Rent, but it was something that was like Lease Opportunity or something like that. Brilliant. All right,
I love
Hit me, baby. 8 to the bar.
Okay, 8. You know what? We're gonna continue on with we're going to continue on with some Idina Menzel. Sorry, it was tricky. Okay, so we're going to do a little Idina. This is actually perfect. We're going to stick with If Then. Speaking of Adele Dazeem and the show If Then, Always Starting Over.
Shut up!
I actually really enjoy Always Starting Over. What?
Michael! It's in my notes! It's in my notes.
Oh, yay.
One of the best songs to sing, and I can show you in my crazy... Right there. Always Starting Over. Do you see it?
You're a little pixelated. You're too close to the camera, but I believe you. What number? John Travolta right now trying to read a teleprompter.
All I'm saying is it's like you read my mind.
Oh, thank God. We're finally back on the same page. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Ever since I picked Peggy Sawyer, we were off a little. So I'm glad
I didn't know who you were.
I know, but I've come back.
Ever since Lady Tiang.
Ever since Lady Tiang. I want a t-shirt that says Ever Since Lady Tiang. and just no explanation to go with it. So Always Starting Over from If Then. Because for many reasons, I love a cardigan, which I don't wear in the shower while singing this. But it is sort of like, I feel like it's up your alley, because it's a slow march song. And if you watch Idina Menzel perform it, she is pacing that stage in those 3-inch chunky heels with her jeans and sensible cardigan. And I can relate to that so hard. And I love Always Starting Over. I think it's very therapeutic.
I'm going to put my Always Starting Over cardigan on right now. Because,
And you love a key change.
You got to have your hands like this. You got to have your
It's
got to
be like your hand is just a little bit in the sleeve. But yeah, it's a good one that you can like really sing to your shower head, where you're just like, why am I always starting over? Mm-hmm. It's a great, like, you are working through something in that song. And, you know, she feels like she just can't catch a break. But at the end, she's like, you know what? I'm going to be okay. And at the end, you have showered, you are cleaned, and you're going to be okay too.
Oh my God, I couldn't have said it better. Because this is the moment we were talking about earlier where your thoughts can get really existential in the shower, and this is a existential song.
Yeah. So, shall we do a little Adele Dazeem?
I thought you'd never ask. This is too exciting.
Also, I wonder how often are you in a shower going, if, well, then. You know, even the title of the show works for a shower moment.
Absolutely. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Every life we're living, yes, we're always just awake. Every step we take, and my love, our life is over, but love, I'll make you one last vow to start over and over and over somehow. My new
And you know what I just realized?
Bravo.
Idina Menzel accidentally does a better Irish accent in that song than Debbie Reynolds does on purpose in the other one.
Wait, at what moment?
The whole song. I've always felt that song has a bit of a Celtic feel to it. And this time it really hit where she's just if you really listen, it sounds like she's kind of doing an Irish accent. It's a little like Kelly when she was in Brigadoon.
I'll make that one last vow
to start over and over. My new life starts right. No, like it's kind of there.
Oh, but it's
always starting over every life we're living. Yeah.
Well, one of her names in that show is Beth, which isn't that very Irish?
Yeah, 1,000%. Oh my God, that show was so crazy. What is it? She gets in a plane crash and then runs to see her friends, and she's like, I just survived a plane crash, so you can't break up.
Yeah.
So fun.
And they're like, okay.
I had a great time at that show. But I love that song.
I'm not going to lie to you. I watched that show like, what on earth is going on? This is tomfoolery at best. But what I will say about that show is that they put those songs in such a sweet spot in Adina's voice that like she couldn't muck it up. It's so in her sweet spot everywhere. And they reverbed the crap out of her too, which also is why I think this works in the shower, because you need a lot of reverb for this song.
1,000%.
Isn't she kind of like just whirring through an empty cosmos of space at this point on the stage?
And like, she's sort of just floating among the stars, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a satisfying song to sing in the shower. I highly recommend it.
I can't tell you. I honestly have that down as my number 15.
I will
make another choice out of respect for your choice, but I'm thrilled that we were on the same wavelength there.
Good.
Number 7. All right. I already talked about this, but sometimes your shower is the place to meditate and is your place to like set your intention for the day, maybe do some gratituding, right? Mm. Maybe you think about what you're grateful for the day and you're just getting started. Now, listen, sometimes showers happen later in the day, right?
Yeah.
Some people shower.
I personally, I'm an evening shower person. I'm a bedtime shower person.
I don't understand you. And then you just get up and go? Or are you one of those weirdos that takes another shower in the morning?
No, I can't do two. I do sort of like a check my hair moment, but I shower at the end of the day because I'm a sweater. Like, I don't even perspire. I sweat. And so I usually need one at the end of the day, you know.
At the end of the day, he gets up to the shower. Da-da. And he scrubs off the sweat
that he's
sweating
all day. Thank you for bringing
it back to theater. I always will.
See? And now you're slipping into an Irish accent.
Which is perfect for Les Mis.
Anyway, we digress.
Irish trope. So, what better way to start your day than to get in the shower, lights on, hopefully you've got a window in your bathroom and the sun is shining, and you say to yourself, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. sudsing and getting your crevices. Everything's going your way.
That was the original version of that song.
People don't know that. But
it's not known, but that show was originally about crevices. It was called Folds the Musical. That song came right before Chins. It was the 11 o'clock number.
Chins. What a Beautiful Morning is an excellent song to sing in the shower. That's my number 7. Get your day started on a positive note. Anything could happen. It's a new start. There's a bright golden haze in your body wash.
Yeah.
In your salicylic acid face scrub. So What a Beautiful Morning is a great song to sing in the shower. Hit it.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
And then you slowly turn the knob.
Yeah.
Turn the knob off. Less pressure. Just a couple drips. And rip open the shower curtain. And towel.
Also, I like that these recordings have applause, because I feel like that's an essential part of a shower song, is hearing the applause in your head.
Don't you just? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Resonant, raucous applause.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm just making a note for myself, because I just, my number 7 just popped into my head, and it wasn't even on my list. But I realize I actually have that, for something about that song made me think of it, and I was like, wait a minute, I have actually sung this song in the shower. But before we move on, Oklahoma, though, I have to apply, brilliant choice. I kind of want that to be the number 1 of all time, because that, now that I'm hearing it, I'm like, is there a better shower song?
No, there it is. Yeah.
So good.
I've got a beautiful loafer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ding-a-ling. I don't know why.
I've got a beautiful ding-a-ling.
Yeah, who does? We should all have that thought in the shower.
Absolutely.
Okay. My number 7, speaking of ding-a-lings, is Glitter and Be Gay from Candide.
Is the fantasy. You're living the fantasy. All right.
Yes, because you can be whoever you want in the shower, and sometimes that is Kristen Chenoweth, or any great soprano that we love. Because, as we know, Glitter and Be Gay is one of those songs for every soprano out there. Opera singers do it as well. Everybody with high notes has sung Glitter and Be Gay. And I think something really fun about singing the shower is tapping into your own inner soprano. And I actually have... And this might be TMI, but like when you're like sudsing yourself off and it's like, ha, 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 and like playing with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like that's my soprano range. You're welcome. I think it's just like tapping into your inner coloratura, shower moment is just so fun and satisfying. That song is so playful and bouncy that I had another soprano song on here, and this one actually just knocked it out. It was Vanilla Ice Cream, and Glitter and Be Gay just took that spot.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? I don't eat ice cream in the shower. I don't think you should do it.
It's not a great place.
No.
I love like a cocktail in the shower. I don't know if you've ever done that. Or like a cold beer in the shower. I've done that. It's kind of great. I highly recommend it.
I've definitely had wine in a bathtub.
Okay.
But I don't know that I've actually cracked a beer in the shower.
I have. I'm a class act.
You are a class act. While singing Glitter and Be Gay. Oh, we know so much about you now.
Yeah, I feel like that actually sums me up. Anyone, this is what I should say if somebody's like, so tell me about yourself. I should be like, I drink beer in the shower while singing Glitter and Be Gay. That's really, that's all you need.
And they'll be like, oh, well, come in. We'll buy whatever you're selling.
Exactly.
We don't have an encyclopedia.
But
I'm interested in fuller brushes.
I have not found our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You know what? hello. My name is Elder Cunegonda, and I would like to sing you this most fantastic song. You need the acoustics of the shower setting to let your head voice ring the way it should. Absolutely.
Yeah, I
get it.
And what better place to just let it rip than in there?
Yeah.
And then maniacal laughter. But yeah, you could almost just picture the places you are cleaning as you're hitting all those notes. It's all so specific.
It's so specific. you can map it out, frankly.
Yeah, that's what Bernstein was thinking when he wrote it.
Absolutely. This is the A flat. This is the C.
Yeah. He actually wrote that song in the shower.
He should have. I'm going to spread that rumor. Yeah. Don't watch Maestro. Believe what I say.
Exactly.
My number six goes back to the fact that you've got water running on you. And it feels, this is my play pretend moment again. So my number six is the song Rain from Once on This Island.
Nice.
Yes, because he's the god of water, Ogwe.
Mm-hmm.
And he is summoning the rain. And once you're done with your let it go fantasy and that ice melts, you can manipulate the rain all around you and you can kind of swirl it in your toe by the drain. Or if you've got a freestanding tub, which I do, then you can kind of play around with the rain on the road. Because rain, and you're the god of rain when you're in the shower. You're the god of vocals, you're the god of rain. So I like to play like I'm Ogwe, god of water. And some of the rain.
Very appropriate.
Absolutely. And it sounds a little something like this. Hit it!
Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, pitter-patter.
Walking my ice. And let air be.
I'm just saying, try it.
Yeah, that sounds
just
perfect.
Just sing rain in. You can throw your head up and it's splashing in your face. Let there be rain. Oh, it's too good. It's too good.
Love it.
Huh. All right.
Whew. Okay. Oh, number six is the last
number
one.
Number six, too.
For this episode. Will Kirk, reminder to everybody, like, subscribe, comment. Tell your friends, follow us on the socials, all the things that we mentioned to do at the beginning. Just a quick reminder to do all of those things.
Rate and review. Theater Countdown on all social platforms except X, where we're Theater Count, because who's got time?
Nobody.
We appreciate it. And the most important thing is get your friends involved. Listen to this at your next cast party and get a discussion going and keep us in the loop. All right.
Yes.
What
yes.
is your number six?
I think we need a little Elle Woods on here. Because, again, wonderful, like, high belter, and it's so fun and satisfying. And when you're talking about a showers and you're just, like, going through a moment. So it is so much better from Legally Blonde. Because after you are clean, you too, much like Elle at the end of this song, is so much better. But much better.
Than before.
Oh, it's great. And you have your own, like, sort of Greek chorus in your brain singing there with you, just, like, helping pump you up. It's quite a great, like, kick moment in it. Who doesn't love a good kick in the shower where you almost just slide and die because you forget that you're in a wet environment?
How many
times have you done that?
Every day, you're doing,
like, quick motion, and then you're like, and then you catch yourself. you have a Debbie Reynolds bump, you go, But yeah, so that is, it is so, so much better. That's how you're going to feel at the end of the shower.
In the shower.
Yes.
I say we wrap things up and we'll go out with Elle Woods splashing and splashing.
Exactly. Because, you know, that will be so much better. Than anything we could do. Yes, so just a reminder, friends, all the things we said at the beginning, like, subscribe, rate, review, check out our Patreon, follow us on the socials at Theater Countdown, except for X, where it is at Theater Count. And check out our YouTube so you can see our faces and you can see us lip sync along to all of the songs.
We are doing the best full time. Performances.
Oh, choreography, pit stains, yeah. It's all there.
Directionals on instructional guidance on how and when to scrub.
Yes. Yeah. This was actually a very informative episode in many ways, so it would really behoove you to watch the full version.
Absolutely. So. And we'll be back next week for our top five Broadway songs to sing in the shower, but we won't be alone. No, this gets to be a really crowded shower as we welcome Broadway actor, Broadway playwright, all-around good guy, human, multi-hyphenate superstar, Douglas Lyons.
Ah, I'm so excited.
As our special
guest
counter.
Yes. So in the meantime, keep showering, keep singing, because, you know, when you're in there, the world is your theater, your oyster, and at the end of the day, that's showbiz.
That's showbiz, kid.
One day, we'll figure out that ending.
We did it.
We did it.